This episode of PHP BB Weekly is brought to you by Audible.com. For your free audiobook, go to audible.com/talkshoe. PHP BB Weekly is also a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcasts.com. Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 29 for Saturday, September 8th, 2007. PHP BB Weekly, of course, is the weekly live podcast where we talk all about the PHP BB forum software, phpbb.com. I'm your co-host, Douglas Bell, also known as Fountain of Apples on phpbb.com.
And I'm your other co-host, David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life on phpbb.com.
Yes, and we have a special guest joining us today, which David warned me about with 36 hours advance notice. Joining us today is Yuri Rusko, also known as Marshall Rusty on phpbb.com.
Yuri, welcome.
Hey, everyone.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
My apologies to you because I have misread David's chat, and I wrote Yurly everywhere. on here, and so I'll get that fixed before I release it. But yes, Yuri Rusko is his real name. Sorry about that. Of course,
and Yuri is
perfectly okay.
Yeah.
And those of you who don't know, Yuri is Marshall Rusty. Is a support team member on phpbb.com.
If you ever ask for support on the PHPBB support forum within the last 3 years, you probably already know who he is.
Yeah.
That's how many posts he has.
Hopefully.
Yes. You probably.
Well, my goal is.
Yes. So as a reminder, this show is a live podcast, which we record every Saturday at noon Eastern. So if you're listening to the live stream or if you are in the chat room, you can feel free to call in. The number is 724-444-7444. Talk SID number is 12418. And also something brand new that TalkShoe just launched, you do not have to be a TalkShoe member to call in. You can now just call in without registering on TalkShoe.com, so you can feel free to do that. Of course, this podcast is also released on phpbbweekly.net in a few days.
And what does that mean for some of you who are listening to this who haven't registered on TalkShoe? That means you can call in without registering.
Yes.
So do it.
All you have to do now is pay the long distance fees. And actually,
well,
that's
or if...
Yeah. That's what I actually ended up doing today. I'm proud to say I've paid $10 to be a part of this show right now. So because I have some technical issues from my original way to calling in, so I ended up paying $10 for Skype out credit to get this to work today.
And I don't know about all you guys, but the quality of Douglas's audio right now is a lot better than it has been in the past, so we like that.
Yes.
Might as well get a benefit out of that $10, huh, Douglas?
Yeah. One thing I want to talk about before we start chatting with Yuri was to mention that the official PHP BB podcast, the first episode of the official PHP BB podcast, is now out on which you can find at podcast.phpbb.com. And David, since being the multitasker you are also on that podcast. Maybe you can tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, Yuri's on that one as well. What's his last name, Yuri? He's known
Breyer.
As Adam R. on yeah, Adam
Breyer.
Yeah, and known as Adam R. on the support team is on that one. Techie Michael.
Michael Cottingham.
Michael Cottingham is also on there. So four of us did that podcast on Tuesday, recorded it, and we just uploaded it, I guess, was it Thursday, I guess? So
yes,
go download that one, Pete. It's podcast.phpbb.com, and it's about 45 minutes long. It's got some great information.
Or was it Wednesday?
One of those two. Wednesday for some people. For the Europeans. Thursday for the rest of us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's actually interesting because you were telling me about it, and I kept going to the old PHPBB podcast site at phpbb-podcast.com. And I kept saying, no, it's not there yet. It still hasn't been updated since December. And apparently now this is it's no longer the PHP BB podcast. It's the official PHP PB podcast.
And one of the reasons we wanted to do that is we wanted to connect a little bit more with the community so that they could hear directly from more of the team members and sort of get a feel for, you know, our just basically get to know us a little bit better, hear our voices, you know, put a voice behind the username sort of a feel.
Mm-hmm. It's great, though. We're advertising our podcast on this podcast. Okay.
Well, you know, I
yeah, well,
I'll say this. Ever since we started this show, I didn't want it to replace sort of the older PHP BB podcast. I wanted to sort of complement it. This one is more of – whereas that one is, as it said, is official PHP BB podcast, which comes straight from the mouths of the team members. I sort of think of this one as sort of on the side observing – the PHP BB news and being more of a commentator, speculator type sport. And we also have callers, too.
This is more of the speculation podcast, the one where we give you all kinds of conspiracy theories and stuff like that.
Well, I do anyway. You're not allowed to, David.
Not anymore. Not since joining the mod team.
Yeah. I have plenty of time.
Yeah,
as Paul can attest to, this is the one where I go on rant about the mod database way too much, as you understand.
So that's me. I have plenty of time to listen to both every morning on the train. So,
yes.
1.5 hour each way, and I listen to both. I can listen to both in one direction, too.
But anyway, I actually haven't gotten a chance to listen to the official PHP BB podcast yet, because I just found the URL for it like half an hour ago, but I listened to the first couple minutes of it, and I do recommend you check it out, podcast.phpbb.com. Are you guys going to be trying to do that weekly or bi-weekly, monthly? Do you have a schedule plan for it?
Well, I think if it keeps taking us if it keeps taking us 4 hours to record 45 minutes worth of stuff, I don't think we'll do it every week.
Well, you guys could.
I would love to do it every week.
Four hours?
Yeah,
to
I think
record?
Most of the problem is, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the biggest deal is that it took a while to record that. Maybe we can get it down. So we all love chatting with each other, so half the time it's like, hey, how you doing? I've never talked to you before. I mean, on audio. So.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It is. I
think the biggest issue is finding time where all of us are available at the same time. So,
I'll agree with that, yes. I do another podcast, which is there's a bunch of people where we talk about technology, and it's so hard sometimes to get people to be there at the same time. To the point where it really is, we sort of just do rotating. It's like every show it'll be a different roundtable, and that's I sort of like it in that context, you know, because it sort of offers a different flavor for each show. But I totally agree. But still, 4 hours. I mean, how much do you guys have to talk about?
Oh, there's a lot. One of the things that we wanted to do, first of all, you know, we're kind of in the know. We know about a lot of stuff, so it's kind of like, you know, when we discuss something, we want to try and discuss something that the community is really going to be interested in. And just like the official podcast as well as this podcast, this one's a lot about live participation, you asking questions on the chat room and us answering them, and, you know, it's about you listening to the show while we talk. That one's more about discussing an issue that you may ask or bringing people on. So one of the things that we did was set up a topic on phpbb.com where users can post questions and comments and kind of suggest topics for us to talk about. They can also suggest members that they want to hear talk either on the teams or even community members. So we may bring in like a guest member who is not on the teams, which is kind of cool.
I think that the goal of the new podcast, or the old podcast, depending on which way you look at it, is to bring a slightly more technically advanced standpoint while not alienating the users who don't quite understand all the technical jargon. Mm-hmm. So we will try to appeal to the various technical ranges of people who listen to the various podcasts that are available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Definitely. Something that this podcast, I'm going to try to do my best to keep this show from not stepping on your guys' shoes very much. It's actually ironic because I had come up with an idea to talk about this week, and then David said, we're talking about that on the PHP BB podcast. I said, you guys are doing that again?
Well, actually, we have an issue to discuss regarding the COPA that because we discussed it. So kind of part of the show is it can be commentary on that podcast, so that's
Why
kind of
not?
What we're going to do here, and especially regarding one of the
podcast. podcast that's all about the PHPBB podcast.
Right. Well, PHPBB Weekly has always been about PHPBB, and part of PHPBB is now that podcast, so it encompasses that too.
Why not? This is what we've come to. We can only comment about other podcasts. Okay, let's move on. So, David, you booked Yuri to come on here, and you want to talk about a couple of things, and I'm sure I have some questions to ask him too. And I also mentioned if you're called in or in the chat room, if you have any questions you want to ask, feel free to press those little request to talk buttons on TalkShoe, and we'll love to get you on. But why don't you...
I'll be happy to answer.
Yeah. But David, since you're the avid interviewer, as we saw when Michael was on here, why don't you just go ahead?
All right. The first thing, the SamG, value contributor on phpbb.com, asked... Now I've got that phpbb mumble going on.
Oh, I hate that.
He one of the things that we discussed on the official podcast was the difference between COPPA, C-O-P-A, and COPPA, C-O-P-P-A. And it focused a lot on the difference between the two laws and some of the things that it can do, like the permissions, you know, how the permissions can be controlled differently for COPPA users as opposed to regular users. And what Sam wanted to ask about was, you know, more about what the COPPA, what it covers, what the content or what it really is for, what COPPA is for, not necessarily just different permissions for COPPA users, but really what it's meant to do. And there was some confusion over the issue. So, Yuri, can you clarify that a little bit for Sam?
Sure. I think Sam didn't really ask a question. He sort of made a statement saying, hey, you know, you guys kind of didn't say it quite the way it is. I'm no expert on the COPPA, but I will go ahead and read what he wrote, and I think that pretty much clarifies everything. I mean, I agree with what he said, and what it was is, on a more productive note, since the COPA/COPPA discussion advertised a focus on differences between the two laws, I would have liked to see the COPPA discussion avoid the adult content aspect, which really relates more to COPA. COPPA, as you correctly noted, is about privacy, and admins who have adult content would be bending PHPBB's COPPA tools if they used it to cover their content. COPPA becomes COPA at that point, and confusion over the features continues to reign. So, the feature, not the features.
That COPA is Children's Online Protection Act, COPPA, Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, something like that. But anyway, they're laws that were passed in the United States in 1998, and which PHPBB and many other online sites are affected by.
Right. So the COPA is more toward, I'm not sure what it stands for. I know what COPPA stands for.
I was looking at it on Wikipedia last week. I'll look at that. Yeah.
It covers, as Sam G. Adult content.
Yes.
What was it?
Child Online Protection Act, passed in 98.
Okay, well, there you go. So it's very similar to the to what the COPPA breaks down to.
So COPPA is more geared towards the privacy instead of, well, it's privacy protection as opposed to just protection.
That one has to do with sort of how do websites collect information from minors under 13 years of age and making sure that they have permission from parents or guardians, whereas the COPA relates to you know, pornography, sexual content, things that are not appropriate for minors to be seeing on the internet.
Which I think is for under the age of 18, actually, whereas COPPA is directly for the age of under 13.
Yeah, probably.
Well, the COPA has various clauses depending on what it is that you have on your site.
It's also interesting because
not,
the COPA
is specifically toward a certain age.
It's also interesting because the COPA has been challenged quite a bit in the courts and struck down a couple of times as unconstitutional. So there's a number of different disputes about the COPA as opposed to the First Amendment.
Hmm.
I love Wikipedia. Wikipedia.
Well, I don't know. if you ever stumbled upon any site that has, you know, any adult content on it whatsoever, be it jokes or any sort of nudity, anything whatsoever, and you have the, you know, are you over the age of 18, enter or leave, that's the COPA. And regardless of whether it's active or not, and, you know, I think depending on who you ask, you'll hear different stories. But, you know, it's just, I think, the right thing to do, because you don't want people stumbling onto content that they don't want to stumble onto.
Right. Which PHPBB does not provide protection or deal with the COPA aspect. It deals more with the COPPA, which is just gathering the information, because all about forums is when you enter your username and you're entering privacy information, and that's what COPPA is all about. Basically, and
I think, again, as we said on the official podcast, you know, we're not lawyers. That's there for your convenience. That's you should read it.
But
you should make sure
it fits
the content.
What's that, Doug? Go ahead.
I said, if you are a lawyer and you're listening to this, send us an email, then you can, and tell us what you think about it, and we'll definitely pass that on.
Yeah, please. So, as I said, it's there for your convenience, and you should make sure that it does fit your site. And if you have more adult content on your site, then you should add on to that agreement, which is very easy to do. And you should make sure that, you know, you do cover yourselves. Otherwise, you'll get sued, which happens a lot more than you think.
Yeah. All right, so that about covers the difference between COPA and COPPA, and hopefully that'll address anything left that was undiscussed in the official podcast. And if you want more information, again, go ahead and listen to the official podcast to hear what we discussed about that, or you can visit the COPPA website at coppa.org.
Yes.
Now, the next issue we want to discuss is the possibility of RC6. As many of you know, RC5 has just been released last week, I believe.
Yeah.
And since then, there have been some new features added to RC6 dev, which can either go gold or it can go to RC6, depending on what the devs decide on that.
Here's my opinion. I think it should go RC6. I think everything should be able to be tested before it goes gold. In fact, so often you'll see projects where, you know, they really do try to have as many RCs as possible, to the point where the difference between the last RC and gold is negligible. So that's sort of what I think should be. If they have new features, they ought to allow it to be tested. That's my opinion anyway.
I don't know. I think that it's all just numbers anyway. I generally do not argue with the development team about any sort of versionings. I think that's completely their turf, and I think only once was there a time when I said anything at all about what I think. But it, like I said, it's just numbers, and the product is quite stable. So I would have no issue whatsoever using it on a live production site myself. That doesn't mean that everyone should be using it on the live site. But if you do know your PHP even briefly, and just in general, if you feel comfortable using software, then I think it's quite stable. You don't have to worry about it too much.
And again, the PHPBB 3 does provide an easy ability for users to upgrade, to install. I mean, the installation and the upgrade, you don't have to know any kind of programming or anything like that to either install or upgrade it. Mm-hmm. As long as you aren't installing mods, the upgrade should go so smoothly that you were like, whoa, that was really easy.
But problem is that people do install mods, and there have been people, even with PHPBB 2, that complained about upgrading. I remember at the end of 2005 was a year where we saw like 6 or 7 releases of PHPBB2. And on like New Year's Eve, someone posted a big rant about, you know, all the updating and things like that. And obviously, PHPBB does make it as easy as possible. It's not like to do that. It's not like some things which are like, okay, delete all the files and then upload the new ones. You know, but still, people don't like updating very much, and I'd say anything that can be done while it's still in a quote-unquote development phase until it goes gold is worth it, especially when there's 81 tickets still in the bug tracker at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, you guys were using the word, the term upgrade, which is something that I think we've gotten rid of pretty much due to confusion and people
update
using the three various terms interchangeably. So we now refer to going from PHPBB2 to PHPBB3 as converting, which is the same term that you would use if you were going from something like IPv or VB to PHPV, because technically you are changing board softwares.
It's completely different, and it's totally true. Yes.
Now you're
saying
Is the going from like RC4 to RC5, is that considered upgrading?
That would be updating. Upgrading we just don't use anymore at all. There was even a topic on this in a few different places. And we've pretty much gotten rid of the word upgrading altogether because, like I said, people were using upgrading and updating interchangeably, which then caused confusion, at least to me on several occasions in the support forum. I remember when we couldn't really understand what people were saying because they kept using different terms and, you know, we got all confused. So,
That kind of clarifies it a little bit more for the support team to enable them to give that support out.
Exactly. As long as we can get that word out and get people using the right terms and not have the people using the new terms and half the people using the old terms, which, you know, would cause even more confusion.
Mm-hmm. And again, this is all speculation on the between the RC5 and RC6 and the possibility of upgrading to RC6 is purely speculation on our end. The reason I think it would be good to go through RC6, or not necessarily good, but I think the reason I think they will go to RC6 is because of the new hook functions that they put into PHPV3. And for those of you who have not had a chance to look at that, you can get it. If you're familiar with CVS and a little bit of code, you can check out the recent snapshot at area51.phpbb.com, and you can take a look at some of the new constants that have been added to PHPV3, and some of them are hook functions, exit handlers, and stuff like that. Yuri, what do you think those would be for?
I think that if you want to integrate PHPV3 into any sort of overall larger system, you could go ahead. You know, it would be much easier. You wouldn't have to edit the code so much. You could hopefully not edit PHPV3 at all. You could just set those constants, and it will do it for you. So I think we're kind of protecting from a support point of view, that's great because, you know, all these different systems like Nuke and PHPV, fully modded was more of just a modded system, but PHPV Nuke and the various other systems out there would have to change PHPVB2 to make it work with their system, and then we would not support that on in the support forums because obviously if the code is different, we can no longer support it. So hopefully this will allow these various systems to integrate PHPV3 while not changing any of the core code, or at least a very small amount of the core code. And like I said, from a support standpoint, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And I think that also might make it easier to integrate other systems, other blog systems, maybe WordPress or Joomla or Drupal or systems
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely, any of that, yeah. Yeah.
And then so that... That's always good when you, especially as a mod validator, we like to see mods that come through that don't have to edit a single bit of core at all. We like to see mods that are only adding files and they're utilizing the hooks function to just insert their mods or do an automatic install or something like that.
Which would happen a lot easier in PHPVB3 than PHPVB2. PHPVB2, you're kind of stuck editing something.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, and the users love that too. You know, you have module systems in the administration panel, the moderation panel, I think even the user control panel. All that is modules, and you can obviously, you know, just drag and drop if you want to add an extra module there. So I think the developers have outdone themselves, and, you know, if you don't like PHPV3, then I don't know what's wrong with you, so...
No, don't
we don't know
that.
If you don't like PHPV3, we're not sure why you're listening to this podcast.
That's better. Well, you know, there might be some people who listen to this podcast who like PHPV2 better than PHPV3.
Like Douglas.
Well, I'm not saying I don't like PHPV3, but I still have, you know, my heart still goes out to PHPV2, so to speak.
Well, I can see why you would. It's a much simpler system, and it really depends. Again, everything depends on what it is that you're going to be using it for. So if you just need a small common system that's not going to be the main point of your site, then PHPV2 gets the job done. However, as we said on the official podcast last week, because PHP is dropping support for PHP 4, and PHP BB2 runs primarily on PHP BB, on PHP 4, and it's not officially supported on PHP 5, once support for PHP 4 gets dropped, and then the security updates get dropped, you will be forced to go to either PHP BB3 or something else. Otherwise, you will be running, you know, hypothetically vulnerable software. So,
and this is why I'm an advocate for having the team sort of do a minor update to PHP BB2. Bring out like the real 2.2, just not so much to
2.2. Yeah,
yeah. You know, just sort of maybe give it a couple.
You know, I don't,
backported features from PHP BB3. Definitely get the code to a more up-to-date standard, but still keep it the simplicity that makes PHP BB2 as opposed to PHP BB3.
Mm-hmm. You know, Douglas, what makes that difficult is the fact that you have the developers putting a lot of time into developing PHP BB3.
Well, and if you have them start diverting, PHP BB3 is gold, I mean.
Right. Well, I mean, even then, you're going to have development of 3.2, which is going to have a lot of enhancements and features and stuff like that that we've been looking for as a community.
As David was saying it, if you want to finish, I cut you off again. So
that's okay.
If you want to finish, as David was saying, I think you have to understand that we kind of look to the future. You don't see car companies making cars from the 1980s just because they were simple. Everyone kind of strives to go to the future, and the community really wants more features, and which is why, you know, if you compare the PHP BB2 feature list to the PHP BB3 feature list, it kind of blows it out of the water. Right, you can fit it on one piece of paper, whereas the second one, you know, you can write a book. So, and which is why I think we won't be going backward. That's not to say that's the official word or anything, but I don't see us going back and redoing PHP BB 2.2 because there's just no reason to. You can disable the majority of extra features in 3.0, and it's not a resource hog in any sense. You know, it scales far better, and even on smaller systems, it really is not that much more resource intensive than PHP BB 2 is.
And even so, you can disable some features to enable it to be as light as PHP BB 2 is, in my opinion. I mean, I think
exactly.
It's so well optimized, I think it's very, very easy to make it run as light, or maybe even lighter. You know, it's hard to say without a point-to-point benchmark on it, but I think it could run lighter than PHP BB2.
So, yeah, and you can change the template to do whatever, the style of the template to do whatever it is you want. So if you're not using specific features, you can just remove the links to them and code them out. You can disable them and then just remove the links from the template itself, and it'll basically simplify the whole system down.
And again, there's a lot of features that you can even disable in the load settings or the configuration settings in the administration control panel, or even by permissions. You know, the permissions control a lot of things like signatures, avatars, you know, or posting abilities and stuff like that. But they even control a lot more to that as well. But you can again dumb it down using the modules. You can dumb down the features in the configuration, and then you can even dumb down the features using the permission system.
So I'm getting from you guys then that there's probably it's probably unlikely that there'll be another release of PHP BB2.
I would say unlikely, but we can't give an official word on it.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't quite say that. I mean, PHP. If you're saying PHP BB 2.0x, then I think we've hit a point where there probably won't be any more security issues found, unless, of course, you know, PHP 4 is updated and then there's something else, some other security issue added that affects PHP BB 2, in which case we would have to kind of compensate for that. But right, exactly. At that point you might see a 2.0.23. 2.0, 0.23. Mm. I don't think it's likely, but I also don't think it's unlikely. I don't think it's really dependent on us. So, you know, whatever happens, happens. As for 2.2, I just don't see that happening. So, I don't know.
Yeah, for two reasons. One, just moving forward from here, just getting new things developed. And the other reason, I think, is, again, just taking time away from the developers to go back and code 2.0 to be sort of a 2.5, if you will, sort of a between 2 and 3. I just don't really see them taking time to do that, you know, if we're moving forward for 3.0 gold and 3.2 and 3.4, which are, if you've read around the boards enough, then you can see some of the features that we've talked about adding to those new versions.
Well, it is GPL, so maybe someone will fork it and then update it. Wait a minute, that's already happened a couple of times. Yeah.
So, well, you know, in a perfect world, we could just clone the development team and have, you know, two or three different teams, and they'll each be working on their own part of PHP, whatever the version breakdown you want to use. But, you know, that's obviously, we can't, the team is limited, and I think, you know, in any sense, we have 5 active developers, I believe, and I think a few more, depending on what time of the year you want to look at it. But they've done an amazing job. You know, it's a huge software. It's over 200,000 lines of code, I believe, last time I checked.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And so that's, you know, that's amazing. And even if it did take a long time, and I know a lot of people criticize it and say, you know, yes, it's great now, but, you know, it took you 5 years. Well, you know, it's not like we said it would be out 3 years ago. So.
Yeah. Well, one of the things we like to say here at work is, you know, when we develop, you have to pick 2 of 3. It can be good, it can be fast, and it can be or can be cheap. Pick 2. You can't have all 3.
Right, exactly.
So PHPv3 is good, and it's cheap, it's free, but it's not fast as far as it's not being developed in any quick pace. You know, it's not developed in a year and then released.
But it's picked up. I mean, it's picked up now. I think in the past year they've done you know, a lot, but, and then it kind of slowed down at some point. But
I think a year and a half
that's
now.
The way it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's the way open source software works. You know, if you have the right people and the right volunteers, then it works faster. If certain people leave, then the project takes a blow and then hopefully recovers, which is I think what we've done.
Yeah, so. And there is a reason. Some people may ask, well, why don't they just add more developers? Like Wikimedia has some 30 developers or more. Why don't they just add more? Why wouldn't they add more, Yuri?
Well, I think, I mean, first of all, you need the right people, and you need to find the right people, and you need to know that they're the right people. I'm sure Meek, the development team leader, I'm sure he gets plenty of PMs asking, you know, hey, can I be a developer? But you need to actually be able to find out which of those people would make good developers. And there's also, of course, the fact that each of the developers has their own system on you know, of PHPv3 that they work on. And if you keep up with CVS commits, you can see that they don't just randomly fix things and, you know, completely random pieces of the code. They each have their own sections that they work on, and they know they have the breakdown done already. So if you were to put in a new developer right now, it would throw off the balance that they currently have. So I think those are the two main reasons. But, you know, if you think you're up to it, and you think you really want to help out and you want to be a developer and you know the code, then, you know, by all means, I think we're always looking for new team members, and that goes, I think, for any team. You can always contact the team leader.
Yeah, so. And one of the first steps, you know, if we don't know you that well or something like that, one of the first steps may even be to hit the mod team first, because if you're on the mod team, they see how well you're coding and validating and whatnot, then they may choose to switch your team and put you on the developer team. Who knows? But one of the ways that the community itself can contribute is through bug reports and patch submissions with those bug reports. So if you're going through and you find a bug with the code and you submit, or even if you're scrolling through the bug tracker and you find a bug and you're like, okay, I can go fix that, and you can provide a patch to the development team, and they'll if they like it, they'll implement it, or they may go, okay, this is pretty good, but we'd like to implement it a little bit differently, because Meek is a genius. I mean, he's great at looking at people's patch submissions and go, okay, we can improve it here and here and here, or this isn't going to work here because of this reason. I mean, he thinks of everything.
I totally agree with what you guys said. If you look at the current development team members, the only ones on there that went straight to the development team were David MJ and N. Aderman, and that's because when they did those community coding projects back in 2005, The development team used that to sort of see if they could find people to be new development team members, and they were selected. All the other members came from a previous team in the PHPBB.com team structure. So it's not like you go straight to the development team. You sort of get spied at, sort of like FBI agents from the dev team.
I mean, I think that there are different ways. I think there's no set rules down for how you join the development team. I think that it really just depends on, what route you take to do so. Mm-hmm. So
and it will for any team, really, for that matter.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just limited to the development.
You know, Vic from the development team started off on the support team, I believe, and then he was on the styles team, and Henry Kellenved, I think.
Kellenved?
He was on the mod team.
Kellenved, well, whatever. Henry Suda. He started off on the mod team, and then now he's on the development. There are different routes you can take, but then there are people like David MJ and Naderman who jumped in from the community coding projects, and they went straight to the development team.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think it really depends on what, your abilities as a coder. So if you've been working with PHP for the past 5 years and you look at the PHP V3 code and you understand everything and you think, hey, I could do this, then, by all means. So.
Yeah. And same for the mod team as well, because we do tests on that code as well. Some of the other teams, it's kind of dependent on how active you are in the community, either as a moderator, or as a potential moderator, or as a potential support team member. There's some people that are just offering really good support or do really well with their support, who they might consider for support team or mod team or moderator team. But for mod team, it's really, we're dependent on you being able to read code really well and develop code pretty well as well. So I think that's a good step there too.
That's a good segue, actually, because I wanted to take the opportunity to ask Yuri about what got him started with giving PHPBB support. In fact, I just looked, you're currently, in terms of posts on PHPBB.com, like number 5, it just goes to show how many times you've given support since you joined less than 3 years ago. So really, I want to ask, what has gotten you into being so present in the support forums, even before you were on the support team, to really give as much support as you have given?
And it's pretty funny. I did. I just took a look now, and you're right. I am number 5, and I haven't looked there in a while. So, but Carl beat me. I can see some time ago, and he's been really active too. I got started.
It's not a competition.
It's not a competition. No, it's definitely not a competition. Although, you obviously see the various trends, and you can always tell who's working and who isn't just by looking at who's posting. And again, it's not just posts. Obviously, not everyone can see the things that go on behind the scenes. So someone might be working really hard and not posting on the public forums. And I think the support team, you can see them because they're kind of, in the front. They're the front end guys. And not everyone is a front-end guy like the mod team and the styles team. They work mostly in the background with validation. And, don't think that they're not working.
The development team, too, probably has the fewest posts of any team, the development team in the
sky. Exactly. So posts are definitely not everything. As far as what got me interested, I think it must have been about 3.5 years ago. I might be getting that wrong, but let's just go ahead and say 3.5 years ago, before I registered on the board. A friend of mine said, hey, let's start a forum, which is the wrong term. And I said, what's a forum? And he said, it's this thing where you can post. And I said, okay, great. And then, we went on one of those free hosts, and we started a board. And at that point, he said, do you have an avatar? And I said, what's an avatar? I started off just from nothing, from absolute zero. I had no idea. I was... I had very basic coding knowledge. I had, just some experience. And then, over time, a few months later, we said, this free host is awful, as I think most people who use free hosts will eventually
conclusion. This is like my first PHP story, too. Yes, that free host is awful. No more free hosts. Yes.
Yeah, right. Free hosts. I mean, the majority of them. There are a few good ones, but still, most of them won't let you back up your database, things like that. Just it's a conflict of interest for them. They you know, obviously they want to make money. They don't want you to grow to a certain amount and then say, hey, you know, buy. So they'll lose money. So they don't let you move, and then you're, you know, you're stuck, or you either have to pay money or, well, whatever, they're different. Anyway, so we registered with a hosting company, and I managed to somehow install the board. You know, it probably took a few hours, but with the great documentation, I managed to work it out. And I think the rest is history. I broke it a few times, you know, installing mods and things like that. Didn't back up, which is what we say for everyone to do when you're installing mods. Back up. And then, you know, at some point, I started giving back to the community. I think if you go ahead and you look at my original first, you know, 100 or 200 posts, they're 50-50, you know. Some of them give support, some of them ask for support. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, but here I am today.
Yeah. Well, when was it again? I'm trying to remember when you got asked to be on the support team.
I know when?
You have done a lot. For me, personally, I've seen you give a lot more support. Before you sort of were asked to step up to the support team, then ask for support, and definitely one of the people that people like to see as part of the PHPBB community, which is people just freely giving of their time to give support, even if they're not on a team or have any kind of obligation to do so.
Well, definitely, and I think, you know, obviously you see the PHPBB team and the project, and you say, you know, wow, the PHPBB team works hard, but there are a lot of people in the community itself that really, you know, they give a lot of their time to support, and you can see these people just by going into the support forum and the support forums and discussion forums and the mod forums, the styles forum, just all the forums. If you go there and you can always find the people who obviously, you know, take their time, and which is why I always say, if you download a mod or a style or even just have a support post from someone who really helped you out, you know, go ahead and PM them and tell them, you know, that you are really happy, because it will make their day. We don't get enough of that. No one gets enough of that. And especially the team, at least, they have their thank you topic, but individual community members, will, you know, they won't feel that love. So make sure you go out and give them some.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a tell. One correction that Jelly Donut made. Now, Jelly Donut, for those of you who don't know, he is the top poster on phpbb.com. He wins the competition. I know she asked in the chat.
What
it's not a competition. Douglas goes, no, it's not, Mr. Number One.
Yes, it's not. I'm like somewhere on the top. I think I'm in the top 200 somewhere, but.
Yeah. Jelly Donut has probably been there longer than anybody that I know. And he was there, gosh, he's been there over 5 years at least. One of the corrections that he made was that Acid Burn actually went straight to the development team. I don't remember what happened back then, but
that happened back when they first, you know, back, if you go into the news archives, back when PHPBB 2.0.0 came out in 2002, it was shortly afterwards followed by a post asking for anyone, just, that's when they were just trying to form some teams, because at that point it was just like a development team and that's it, so... that might have had something to do with it back at the time.
There were no teams, as Douglas correctly said. Yeah. There were no teams at some point. It was internal. Obviously, there were some breakups as to who was doing what, but it was just the PHPBB team. And you're right in saying that Meek went straight to the development team. Yep. And there's even an announcement, I believe, in the announcements forum that says, "Welcome Meek Silverstein to." To the development team, I believe there is one.
Mm-hmm.
Although you would have to look for it yourself, because I'm not going to.
Yes, yes. The old archives. 5 years. Okay. David, was there anything else you wanted to talk with Yuri about? Or are there anyone? Is there anyone in the chat room or who's called in that has questions? If you do, you can hit the request to talk button or type it in the chat room, and we'll definitely.
One question that that a member asked in the chat room, I think Sniper. Who is in charge of PHPBB now since SHS left, and will there be another project manager?
You know, that's a very difficult question. And in terms of, you can always see who's in charge just by looking at the team. We have team leaders who are more than capable of running the project, and obviously, if you're living in any civilized country, you know how your government works. There's no single person that takes care of everything. That was never the case. You know, it doesn't matter. Well, I mean, it does matter. Obviously, John did a lot of great things for the project. And again, you know, if you want to send him a PM and say thank you, or post in the PHPBB3, there's a sticky there that says, you know, thanks SHS. He did a great job, but I'm sure that the team leaders are more than capable of handling any issues. And you know, we're alive. You know, I think we're going strong, and there are no issues so far.
Snipe, what do you mean by didn't he practically make PHPBB3? That was PSOTFX and Acid Burns. Both PSOTFX and Acid Burn are the primary.
PHPBB3? PHPBB3? No,
didn't he practically make PHPBB3? No, SHS didn't have anything to do with that.
He
that
did
was
all
PSOTFX
the dirty work
and,
behind the scenes,
and Acid
the servers
Burn.
And the advertisers and the birdies.
Yeah.
No, you can look at, if you look at the CBS stats, you can see who worked on what. And that's not to say that Paul didn't do anything for PHPBB3. He has a lot of code that he committed. But also, let's not forget that at some point. What was that?
Everyone does stuff on PHPBB3. It doesn't matter if you're working on the direct code or if you're offering support or even if you're just validating mods and styles. All of it contributes to the whole package of PHPBB3, which is not just the forum, but the experience on the site, which includes the support forums and the extensive databases of styles and modifications. This is all part of much bigger PHPBB3 package, and the whole team contributes to
that. I was talking specifically about lines of code, and in terms of lines of code, you know, if you actually take a look at, I think this happens, you know, regardless of what the software is. If you take a look at the amount of lines of code there is in PHPBB3, and then the lines of code that were committed overall to the PHPBB3 repository, the second figure is much larger than the first one because code has changed. And at some point, 2.2 was renamed 3.0, and then even more changes were made. So a lot of the code that was added there originally was then later changed by, you know, the current development team. And they changed their own code on a daily basis, too. So, you know, but that's – I think everyone does their part. But John, no. John was not a developer. He had some commits in regards to styles. He is an expert, as far as I understand, in terms of styles.
A CSS expert, and also a few language commits as well. It was fairly minor. It was sort of an extra thing, just one of the extra things that he did if the development just needed a little touch up here or there with the part of the system. Then he would step in and do that. But
And that's John we're talking about, SHS, in case that wasn't clear. So,
One of the things that Yuri especially is, I didn't want to go through this podcast without asking Yuri some of these questions because he is an especially expert on this sort of thing, and that is spam prevention. Now, it was kind of interesting because Handyman and I had lunch with Draftburn. He is one of the moderator team members that lives down here in Dallas, Texas, and so Handyman and I had an opportunity to go have lunch with him yesterday, and we had a two-hour lunch. Actually, it was a little bit longer than that, but we discussed all kinds of things related to PHPBB and a lot, especially spam prevention, and that's a big topic that Yuri loves to discuss. He could probably talk hours on that, but we'll try and get something real quick because it's already been probably 35 minutes or so, 40 minutes from the podcast.
It's been a long podcast, but it's going okay. So.
Yeah. So one of the things that he discusses, he's got a system where basically he makes it so that you have to click a checkbox to register on or to post a comment on his blog or register on his forum. So he gives like a selection of like four or five checkboxes and then marks one that you have to mark. But what's really cool about Drothburn, he logs everything. I mean, every freaking thing he logs, from login attempts to registration attempts and just how often somebody posts, how often they visit.
Of how often someone sneezes while he's reading his site?
I'm telling you, he logs that too. I mean, everything. But he is a database master as far as, you know, just being able to really document how a database is related to itself and other databases and stuff like that, you know, especially with Oracle. That's really his big thing. He hasn't had much of a chance to look at the PHP v3 codes, where maybe we'll get a chance to do that with him when we go down to have a dinner with him or something, whatever. But
you're lucky.
Yuri, what is the what for PHP v3? What do you think users should do to prevent spam and spam registrations on their boards? What's the number one thing that they should do?
With regards to PHP v3, keep up to date. At the moment, I think more or less it's secure in terms of spam. I don't think the new CAPTCHA system or the visual confirmation, as we refer to it, I think it's currently it has not been broken down as far as we know by spam bots. And if you do get spam, chances are it is human spam. That is, you know, people actually going on and doing it. Also, I wanted to comment on what you said about Dave Rathbun logging everything. Logging is great. That's the number one way to learn is to view trends. And the more you log, the more different graphs and stuff you can, you know, output later on. And I always find it hilarious when people make these vague claims about spam bots. Like there was, I'm going to go ahead and not mention his name, but read the sentence yesterday. This was posted in the PHP v2 support forum and the sticky that I have with the what to do about spam. And it is, the point is that all common spamming is done via open proxies / exploited machines. And I always love it when people make these vague general statements.
Generalizations.
Yeah, and I said, you know, that's a very bold claim to make. Any statistics to back it up? And, of course, you know, well, I haven't really given him the chance to answer yet. I guess it's only been a day. But I doubt we will ever hear from him again. You know, and that's what I'm saying. If you log things, then you can go ahead and you can see what percent of spam comes from open proxies or whatever it is that you want to see. And I have, at this point, 4 honeypots, which is, for those of you not who don't know, just open boards that are specifically that make it easy for spam bots to post. And that allows me to do some research as to how they're changing. And if there's a certain spike, you know, if there are more of them on a certain day, I'll see that there's more. And the fact that I have 4 different boards means that, you know, if all 4 of them spike, then I know that there might be new players in the game. And then I'll go ahead and I'll try to do some research again. And I can, you know, I can make graphs based on what IPs they're coming from, what usernames they're registering with, if it's random, if it's not random, if they're providing website information or if they're uploading. Some of them upload avatars now. This was never done before. So,
but then, you do all this kind of research, but what about for the average type person who just wants to keep spam bots off of their site and they don't have the time to do all this kind of logging and stuff? What do you recommend?
Well, that's why I went ahead and I wrote the huge article. Well, it's not that big, really. It's only about 2 pages long. You can print it out and read it, you know, while driving.
We are not responsible for any injury incurred if you read that article while driving.
Two hands on the laptop.
I usually print these out and I usually print these out and read them on the train because, like I said before, I take the train for 1.5 hours in every direction every single day. So 3 hours on the train every day. I print these out. I have a good printer, you know, and I read these on the train. And you can print out the article. PHP v3 has the great print feature on the top right. Just hit the print icon, and it gets rid of all the style for you. And,
okay, now I can
print it out and read it.
Now I can just imagine Yuri on a subway somewhere. So you're from New York City, right?
Yes, I am.
I can totally imagine that you sitting in a subway and just reading to yourself, and everyone else on the train just wondering, who is this guy talking to himself?
you know, usually I just read out loud, and then you know everyone can. So
they probably don't even know what PHP is.
Everyone can experience your reading there.
Yeah. Well, of course, and they can comment on my reading.
Oh dear.
And then all the homeless people get around in a circle and you know.
So, and they don't have computers. How would they know what PHPBB security stands? Where can we find this article of yours?
It's in the support forum. You really can't miss it, the 2.0 support forum, because it's currently only a problem on the 2 line.
Okay.
You can. It's a sticky. It's right on top there, and it's called Preventing Spam. Bots and humans read the first post, because that's where the majority information is. And then below the first post, I specifically left space for people who were contributors in the old spam topic. I left their posts, and I split off everyone else's posts. But I left the, Michael, Alvo, Olpa, iWisdom, Chris RLG, Steve Morey, Alphared, and a few others. That these were the large contributors in the old topic, and basically they've also made their recommendations. So you don't just have to listen to me. You can go ahead and scroll down and read the recommendations of the other people too. And this is
the chat room,
you know,
and it will be in the show.
This
notes.
Is after months. What was that?
There's a link in the chat room, and it will be in the show notes.
Great. Okay. So, this is after months of research and really years of research. Just everything that I've ever encountered kind of went into this article. This is the second version of the article made specifically. The old article, I didn't make any recommendations at all. I just kind of discussed. And then people like to be told what to do, I guess. And they said, you make all these great suggestions, but you don't really tell us which one to do. And I said, choose one or choose two and try them. And they said, no, we want to hear what you want us to do. And so this is the second version, and it's more straightforward, where I tell you, this is what I recommend, and this is what we suggest you do. And with regards to PHPBB3, I think that was the original question. At the moment, you don't have to do anything, but I assure you that if it does become a problem on PHPBB3, and if they don't break it by the time 3.2 comes out, then you can just you'll be able to update, and then obviously you won't have to worry about that at all. But if it does become a problem on,
in my opinion, the best kind of spam protection is the one where the legitimate user has to do as little as possible, and that's why I'm not a big fan of things like CAPTCHAs, but I am a big fan of services like Akismet, where the user just writes the user just writes the comment, and Akismet itself is able to figure out if it's spam or not. And that's sort of the types of things I like to see with spam, is something that requires the user to go through as few hoops as possible, but still be effective.
I'll tell you why I don't like Akismet, and this is one of the things that Drathburn and Handyman and I discussed yesterday over lunch, was Drathburn has this blog called The Doctor Blog, and he discusses a lot of spam prevention techniques and a lot of new spam techniques that are coming out that people use and stuff like that. For those of you who are interested in spam, besides checking out the topic, I'd also recommend that you look at Drathburn's signature. There's some links in there that are very helpful regarding spam. But one of the things that about Akismet was sometimes it does catch valid posts, and especially if you're talking about spam, it does catch a lot of really valid posts. Now, the amount of spam that you're getting on a blog that's really popular, like on Drothburn's blog, he was getting a ton of spam comments. He would get about one every 15 minutes, but there would also be some valid ones. So he would have to go through the Akismet filter and find all the ones that were actually valid and improve them. And so this was driving him crazy, because he'd have to look through literally hundreds of spam comments to find the ones that were actually valid and approve those. So he implemented this system where basically showed four or five checkboxes, and then there was a marked checkbox that you had to check. And then when you check that checkbox, then your comment could be approved. And sometimes there's additional spam checking on that as well, but that has stopped his spam, and he has not had a single bot spammer. You can still have human spammers who go and manually post stuff, and of course, because they can see the marked checkbox, and well, it's a human. It's really meant to cause bots to not be able to get through that, and that's one of the benefits over having that over Akismet. And that's why he and I do not like Akismet, is for that reason.
Maybe all
and,
I can still
I
see a bot figuring out how to overwrite that.
So I agree with both of the things that you said, both of you, because, first of all, I mean, like Douglas said, the biggest issue here is to find the balance between, making the user uncomfortable and actually preventing spam. So you don't want, you know, we could just put five different captures on the registration page, and then it would make it immensely complicated for bots to break through, but it would also make it really difficult for users, and some people might be discouraged from registering because it gets annoying. So you do want to make sure you get that balance, and you could make an extremely complicated capture as well that you know you would have to jump on your head and see it.
Captures, yeah.
So
one of the early PHP 3 captures was a logic puzzle. Oh, I hated that. God, it was awful. I tried like three times to register on one of those, and I could not hit it. It was ridiculous.
Right, and that was changed because people weren't particularly
people couldn't
happy
register.
With the complication.
Yeah.
But you couldn't register, exactly. And if you're stopping people from registering, then ultimately, you know, that's
you've
not
defeated
good.
Your own purpose.
So, that's why they are spammers.
Kind of, yes,
to
yes.
That. Allow that to happen.
So I advocate my own mod, which is based on the VIP code mod. Mine is called the RAC code mod, and the only difference is that I kind of improved the code to meet the PHP V2 guidelines. The author of the VIP code mod refused to make it valid, and I said, you know, if you're not going to do it, then I'll just go ahead and do it myself. So anyway, it allows you to make a question on the registration page, so, and you can, you know, you can make it extremely simple, like what color is the sky, and then, you know, the answer will obviously be green, of course.
Yeah.
So
what time of day?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think the majority of people would not have much trouble.
You know what? Two days ago, if you asked me what the sky, the answer would be orange because we had a fire down a couple like 50 miles south of here, and the smoke was causing the sun to appear bright red orange, and so that's what the answer would have been. And so,
see, but the thing is that it's also a stupidity filter. So if you answer that question with orange, then I don't want you on my site. See, so it's
it was orange. It was an orange sky.
I like that. The stupidity filter and a bot filter. And one of the great one of the main things about spam prevention is you want to make your board unique. You know, PHPBB provides a visual confirmation or CAPTCHA. That will catch, you know, generally the most spam, and especially with PHPV 2, it catches most spam. With PHPV 3, it catches everything so far. But, you know, eventually, if that is ever broken, then one of the biggest things that you can do is not like complain to PHPV 3 because they didn't make a more difficult CAPTCHA. PHPBB is a very targeted product. Because they have so many boards out there, I'd venture to say there are tens of thousands of boards out there, if not hundreds of thousands of boards out there. So if a bot can break the default CAPTCHA, then they literally have access to at least hundreds, if not thousands of boards, or even tens of thousands of boards. So PHPBB3, by default, is going to make it difficult, but it's going to be very targeted. People are going to be very quick to figure out a way to bypass that default CAPTCHA. And one of the things that you can do as a site administrator is make your site uniquely different so that it's not going to, you know, when a bot comes that's used to breaking PHPBB CAPTCHAs is not going to be able to break yours because yours is different. And that's one of the benefits. And some people would say, well, why can't we just have that as default? Well, because they would make a bot that could easily break that on a general scale.
And I think David just hit the nail right on the head there. People will ask me on a daily basis via PM or IM or even post, you know, why does the RAC mod work if the CAPTCHA doesn't? I mean, the CAPTCHA is more complicated, so why does that not work but the RAC code mod works? And the simple answer to that is PHPBB comes standard with the visual confirmation, but it doesn't come standard with the RAC mod, and bot scripts will assume that you're using the standard registration form. You know, it obviously won't know what the answer is to what color is the sky, and you don't have to use that. You can use any question you like, especially one that's targeted to your site. So on phpbb.com, we could say, what is the name of the software that this site is about? And the answer would be phpbb, and then that would be it. And you can make any question, and if a bot somehow, if it's adapted to answer that question, you just change the question. It takes 10 seconds, and, you know, the process starts over again. But most bots will not be adapted to answer questions just because there are so many other boards available that don't have. If a bot is unable to register, they'll just give up. The script will give up, after a few failed attempts. I've had as many as 200 or 250 attempts on any of my honeypots at a time, and sometimes they don't stop at all. But the majority of them do give up and leave at some point, and then they come back. But the point is they're not adapted at any point to answer the question, because there are millions, or I would say millions, of other boards that can be used.
And very
that have 100,000 boards. Sort of ask if you guys have anything else to talk about, so we can sort of start to wrap it up. I mean, this is a great conversation, but people will stop listening to this if it gets long enough.
What are we at right now, Douglas?
An hour and 5 minutes.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, do you want to go on to the audible.com advertisement in the Mods and Style of the Week?
Sure. Yeah, okay. So, as always...
Douglas, let me interrupt you for just a second. Is there anything else that you wanted to close with right there that would maybe be beneficial to the users listening?
Nope. Thanks for having me. I think that's
about
it.
Well, stick around. If anyone wants to ask you a question, they still got time when we do the last couple of bits of the show. Okay. So as always, PHPBB Weekly is brought to you, sponsored by Audible.com, which is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment, audio books, and a lot more. And I'm pretty sure they also do coverage of the presidential debates when they get back up soon. You can listen to them whenever and wherever you want to, just like you can with this show and other podcasts. Audible has over 35,000 titles that you can choose from every genre, and you can get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Go to audible.com/talkshoe to get your free audiobook today. And also, just to mention, PHPBB Weekly is a member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcasts.com. If not, I'll have it correct. And you can check them out to find a number of other podcasts that talk about technology. And there's a lot of good stuff there, and we'll maybe be featuring some of them on future episodes of PHPBB Weekly. Okay, I'm going to do the mod of the week this week, and I'm going to ask David to do the style of the week when we get there, since the style of the week is something that I decided to steal from his Star Trek Guide newsletter, which just came out about 8 hours ago. So the mod of the week this week is a BB code mod, and I thought, we haven't talked a lot about BB code mods, I thought I'd highlight one. It's called Font Type BB Code. It is by Templater, and essentially it allows you to specify in your post topic a different font type as opposed to the default one that might be specified by the style. So in addition, it's similar. It's a drop-down menu like the font color and the font size ones. It's for PHPBB2. But this will actually let you choose between several different font types so you can have different fonts on your post if for some reason you want to, or if you just like to have a different font other than the default one on a particular site. So you can check that out. It's fairly simple to use. Obviously, you can figure it out. The link to Font Type BB Code is in the chat room, and it will be linked in the show notes on phpbbweek.net. That is the mod of the week. It's for PHPBB2, Font Type BB Code. So, David, I'm going to ask you then to do the style of the week, since you put it in the newsletter.
The style of the week this week is the BF Vista style by Frost on StarTrekGuide.com or Black Frost on PHPBB.com. There will be a link in the show notes, and there might be one if Douglas posts it in the chat room as well.
Mm-hmm.
That style looks a lot like Vista. It's actually a really cool style. First of all, Frost is an excellent style developer. He's got a load of styles, and he's actually developing a custom style for Star Trek Guide. I mentioned this before, but developing a style specifically for Star Trek Guide, and that's one of the services that he offers, is he'll develop a custom style. But this BF Vista style, it's got it looks a lot like the Vista theme. So for those of you who are familiar with the way Vista looks, it's highly enhanced over the older XP graphics, but it's really smooth. It's got that nice glossy look to it. It also has some transparency. And he's got several different themes of the BF Vista style, too. But he's got a demo link up where you can go take a look at it. It's currently in development. I believe it's at beta right now. So you can take a look at that.
I asked him to talk about this one because I think it looks really cool. And now, just the look. Now, not to say anything necessary about Vista. I mean, you and I are both Mac users, but you know the style. It just looks quite awesome with the transparency and looking like the sort of the glassy effects and all that.
Hey, you know when two Mac fans start raving about a Vista style, must be good. So you should go take a look at it.
I'm just looking at this like, how do you do this stuff? Unless there's Photoshop stuff, that'd be awesome how hard the work is there.
Well, it's a good thing I'm calling and my internet is freaking out.
Oh, dear. So you're having similar problems that I've had.
Yeah, well, fortunately, the phone doesn't interrupt, so it's pretty good. But, anyway, go check that style out. Frost also has a bunch of styles located on his development board, which is located at black-fusion.com/dev. And you can use the style attribute in the URI to check out the different styles that he has available. This particular style, BF Vista, is his style number 7. So type that in there, and you can see that style on that board.
I can only imagine what he'll do for the Star Trek guide one. I probably picture like the big view screen in the on the Enterprise ship and inside the view screen will be the forum or something like that. I don't know.
We thought about doing something like that, but see, the problem is even though it's StarTrekGuide.com, it's not really meant for Star Trek. I mean, it kind of
more
a year and a half ago, it meant to be Star Trek in the beginning, but it really changed demographics. So I'd say about 95% of the people there are for PHPBB and not Star Trek. So we're actually not aiming for a Star Trek style. I won't say what it is. It'll be a surprise for everyone. But
PHPBB3, the final frontier.
Yeah, right. We call it the guide to PHPBB3 mods or whatever, or mod author's guide to PHPBB3. That's what it is.
Yeah.
One thing I did want to mention, there was a few less team members this week after Paul, formerly Paul999, resigned from the mod team. As many of you know, he was the primary developer for the mod and styles database. If you remember a couple weeks ago when we had him on briefly, we mentioned that he practically sleeps in the mod database. Well, that was really his baby. I mean, it really was.
The mod database hotel.
He was instrumental in developing it. And so he was putting a lot of time into developing that and the whole mod database and everything related to that, that I think he kind of just wants to take a break from PHPBB for a while and concentrate on a couple of his mods and getting more time with his family and stuff like that. He kind of went insane, though. I mean, if you're part of the mod team, you don't have 15 hours a day on PHPBB. Which is what he was doing, basically. But we wanted to mention his contribution to the team. Also, Smithy DLL resigned this week.
David Smith.
For those of you who have been PHPBB fans for a while, Smithy DLL has been on the team for about 5.2 years.
He's been there since the beginning of
PHPBB. Yeah, he is. I think he's on the first page. If you view the member list, he might be on that first page.
Yeah, he was.
I can't remember.
He was there before Eric came on the team.
Yeah, if you sort it by registration date.
Well, people register before they come on the team. But, you know.
Yeah, and he's the programmer behind EAL or MEAL, the mod pre-validator. So when you submit your mod submit your mod to the database, you always run it through the mod pre-validator. That's written by Smithy DLL.
He practically wrote
the book on mod development for.
He certainly wrote the documentation on mod development. Yeah.
Yeah, he wrote the majority of the documentation for both PHPBB2 and PHPBB3 mods. He's a mod X master. I mean,
The XSS or something. I don't know what it is. No. One of those things for checking the mod X spec, essentially.
Yeah.
Not XSL. It's something else.
And, I mean,
XSD, yes.
Just to clarify, David Smithy DLL is member number 3,327, so he'd actually be on the 66th page of the member list.
Okay.
But in comparison, I am member 151,900.
I registered before you did.
So. I think you did, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, yes, Miffy's been there for a very long time, and he's done a lot for the project, and so
it's definitely
very sad.
Mon team standpoint, because he definitely provided a lot for PHP 2 and PHP 3 modding in general. So,
yeah, so
sad day.
The mod team is really, really going to miss him. He's just so much contributions. He, one of those people who got the mod team to really where it is today.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he was very instrumental in that.
Still did a lot of stuff.
And but that basically means that there are some positions open for the mod team. So if you are a contributor for PHPBB and you are or a mod author and you think you can do it, you can send a private message to WG Eric and it would be considered.
There's I think they recommend that you have. They say you should have a mod or two in the mod database or something like that.
Well, that I can't really say what the criteria is. You know, we like to do that because we like to look at their coding because, you know, if they follow the coding standards and all the coding practice and guidelines, and, you know, you can really – you can tell how talented somebody is by looking at their code.
There
and
is
so
a
things,
page
like,
which has application information, phpbb.com/mod/jobs lists.
Yeah,
open
and that has some more information what's involved and whatnot. You don't have to see Smith and DLL and both Paul, they put a crazy amount of time into PHPBB.
Yeah.
Not everybody has to do that.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean I obviously never did that between this and school and a whole bunch of other things that I do. And I'm doing essentially I could not imagine being back on the mod team right now with all my busy stuff. That's why I like to do this podcast. It's a lot less of a time commitment, but it's sort of my part of the contribution to the PHPBB community.
Right.
Yes.
So this was basically Douglas's way of contributing while not being on the mod team itself. And actually, there's a lot of ways a community can contribute without actually being on a team. You know, again, the bug tracker is a huge way, submitting patches and whatnot for PHPBB3. That's a major way. That's one way that I really contributed for several months, or actually over a year. That's the way that I contributed to PHPBB3 was just submitting patches and stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess we're going to wrap up this episode of PHPBB Weekly. As always, recommend you check out our website at phpbbweekly.net, where we will have show notes, past episodes of the show, and, of course, a form for you to submit questions. If you aren't able to join the show while it's live, but you want to ask us something, you can submit a question there, and we will answer it on the show. All that is at phpbbweekly.net. The next episode will be our 30th episode, and I'm not even going to be here for it. David, I want to be asking you to run the show next week, which means you're going to decide what you want to talk about. And the reason for that is because, you know, I'm in the Bay Area, and the third Saturday in September is traditionally what they call Coastal Cleanup Day, which means while you guys are talking about PHPBB, I'm going to be walking around the coast of the San Francisco Bay, picking up garbage.
Nice.
To do my part. It's a big event they do there every year, and they provide breakfast, and then you pick up garbage, and then they have like a barbecue lunch, and then they have like a contest for where they give out prizes for the weirdest things you find. I remember one year we found like a big truck tire about quite a ways out in the bay, and it was fun because we had to sort of try to get it out of the sand and get it before the tide came in. And so it was a lot of fun. So.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's what I'll be doing. That's the really fun thing I'll be doing. You guys can be talking about PHPBB. I'll be picking up garbage. So. You can think of, but yeah, join David next week for whatever he wants to talk about. It's Saturday the 15th at noon Eastern time.
And once again, we'd like to thank Yuri Rushko, Marshall Rusty, for joining us on this podcast. Thanks,
yes.
Yuri.
Thanks for having me.
We had a great discussion today. So,
and yeah, for those of you who are still in the chat room, you'll definitely want to listen to this episode. I know it's a little bit longer than usual, but you will want to listen to this one. This one's really good, and especially it's not as technical as some of our previous ones have been. It's a little bit more user-friendly.
It's a bit better than talking with Michael. I mean, that was a good chat, too, but you guys talked a little long.
We talked over many people's heads, but
yeah.
Well, I think that's the goal, though. I think for podcasts, if you're going to talk about technicalities and use a lot of jargon, then people will feel alienated. So you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed the episode with Michael. I understood everything, and I was sitting here, and I was like, sweet, you know? So
yeah.
Well, I think a lot of us did. A lot of us tech heads did.
I did. That was fun. I just got to sit down and type with the microphone muted while you guys talked about who knows what.
The gamer wrote a comment in the chat box and said, "Don't most PHP people talk over people's heads?" Well, yeah, I guess it's
no.
I don't know.
Most PHP people talk underneath each other in the reply boxes.
Yeah, I mean, it is a technical podcast, so we are going to be technical.
I don't think it's that technical. It's trying to make it like untechnical. You guys want to find technical?
Yeah,
go to the official PHP BB podcast.
Yeah, it's sort of a technical podcast for untechnical people.
Why not?
I don't know. People get angry either way. I mean, I've had people tell me in the support forum that, you know, do you think I'm stupid? Why are you talking to me like I'm a 5-year-old? And then I've also had people say, you know,
what?
You're talking to me like I'm some computer genius, you know? And I don't understand what you're saying. So,
hey,
you know,
Einstein, speak up.
half the battle is just trying to figure out where people are, you know, especially when offering support. It's like, okay, well, how well do you know? It's like when you call support. For any technical issue, like when our cable went out one time, we called support. They're like, "Okay, now there are 4 lights on your modem. Is the top one on?" It's like, you know, I'm a technical genius. I can tell which ones are off and which ones are on, and we're not all blind. So it's kind of
that's my problem. That's what I got to deal with.
Yeah.
Well, we considered you know, asking on the support request template your level of expertise in terms of just general, you know, PHP database, things like that. But we thought, you know, after a while I thought about it, and it would probably discourage people from posting because people feel bad when they have to ask questions. Like when you say, you know, what version of PHP are you using, and they don't know what that is. So then they feel bad and they don't ask, you know, I'm not sure, and they just generally make up a number or something like that, and then it comes out ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that probably would not be a good idea. Make people feel bad.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I think we should wrap up the show, so thanks for listening to this episode.
Anyway, yeah.
Weekly.
Yeah.
Have a great week, everyone, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Take care, everyone.